Trenders. Oliver Trenders. Oliver Trenders. St. James's Club. He was no longer the head of it, but then he wrote half the committee. Maybe he still was. 10 years later, Paul Chauvin. I didn't know quite what to do. I could easily say, you missed your chance, didn't you? Then, not coming now. But I thought I would talk to them a little bit. So I went back and saying, my dear Trenders, no greater compliment has ever been paid to a human being in the whole course of human history. I cannot tell you how proud it is. But before I reply, could you tell me what exactly happened 10 years before? When I gather, there was some, when my name was originally mooted. Without knowing that, it's difficult for me to give an opinion, to agree to say yes or no. He wrote back to me and saying, my dear Isaiah Berlin, I thought we were Oliver and Isaiah to each other. Reproachfully. I have no idea what to what you're referring. We were very disappointed that you withdrew your candidature. I had no idea of the reason. But I do hope this time it's better. We never knew. Well, that's just a lie. But that's the line he took. Quite a clever line. Then I accepted and never went. I more or less said, he said the secretary would like to see you, and so I wrote back saying I found it inconvenient to come, and never went to that club again. Well, I think I once went to lunch with Bill, who belongs to it. Then, that's why I didn't want to go. But I thought, on the whole, I ought to accept. If they want to repent, it's easy to say no. It's more difficult. Easier to say yes, and then not do anything. I refused to have anything to do with it. I appeared on the list. Then they went bankrupt. And as a result of the bankruptcy, they became members of Brooks's. That's how the story ends. Since then, a lot of people were elected to Brooks's. Solly Zuckerman, Victor Rothschild. But there was a great case of blackballing of a man called Lord Weinstock. Maybe. Not so long ago. Yeah. Victor telephoned to me and said, do we resign? Yeah. I said, wait. I talked to some member of the committee. I said, would you say that the fact that Arnold Weinstock is a Jew had something to do with being blackballed? It appeared on the front page 30 times, that's fine. Shouldn't have done. He said, how can you suggest such a thing, monstrous, naturally. I rang up Victor and said, look, we can't do it because the assumption is if any Jew is blackballed in any club, all other Jews have to resign. But we can't do, that can't be done. I mean, so Victor, with great relief, remained and later resigned for other reasons.
By the way, Littleton saved a Jewish family from Germany.
What?
Littleton saved a Jewish family from Germany in 1939. I'm not a family.
He wasn't a bad family. The point is, he was a barrister.